Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, having way too much fun today here at the Watchdog on Wall Street show. And you get me on a rant, you get me on a... I just keep going with it. Talking about process. How to see through the BS. And we're going back to Martin Luther, how things don't really change much. It's unfortunate. And, well, what was Martin Luther going after? He was ticked. He was ticked that the only way that you could be free of sin was to work through the priestly caste that interprets the Bible for you and tells you its true meaning. He didn't believe in that. He believed that we were all wise enough to see the truth for ourselves without the intermediation of self-interested and self-aggrandizing institutions. And we're all smart enough to evaluate good counsel on the merits of the advisor and his arguments, not his position or title or anointed status. Now, listen, I'm talking about Martin Luther. I'm Catholic, but guess what? I'm one that can think for myself. And he also rejected the idea, too, that your good deeds can buy you a place in heaven. Like, literally, buy you a place in heaven. Remember, I talked about the practice of indulgences. Supporting the church with your donation of land or gold. Well, the church defines that as a good deed. Well, guess what? Luther believed that salvation is free for everyone. Rich, poor, man, woman, young or old. Everything that Luther said 500 years ago, true today. And let's not look at it in a religious sense, but in a secular sense. We are confronted with all the time. Again, my job here on this radio show. My job, watchdog on Wall Street, watchdog on Main Street, watchdog on Washington, all of the various different hats that I wear here on the program. We're confronted by what? Priests. In essence, priests like Priestess Rachel Maddow, or Priest Joe Scarborough, or Priest so-and-so from Merrill Lynch. Pundits, politicians, central bankers, Princeton economists, New York Times editorial board writers who are, they're there. They're on TV all the time. We're not smart enough. They don't report news. They're there interpreting it for us and telling us its true meaning. Uh-huh. Right. And again, what are we told by these people? What are we told that the good deeds that we have to do? Right? Well, good deeds is obviously helping them out. oftentimes, oh, you got to get out there and vote for ridiculous candidates. Again, I'm a member of the elephants. I'm a member of the donkeys. And I'm going to be a good donkey and a good elephant. And if I just vote party line and not think, oh, I'm doing the right thing and saving, putting my money away, listening to my schlock broker there. He'll tell me the right thing to do. Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. I'm gonna borrow lots of money and have my kids borrow lots of money. It's a great thing for them to go off and get a overpriced college education they can't afford. It's a con. And there's so many cons out there. There's no answers to these things. The questions that oftentimes they ask on these, there's no answer to them. It's something that I understood. Ben Hunt writes about it here. The answer is the process. Kid comes up to me. I'm going to go back to coaching. I got a 12, 13-year-old. Coach, what do I get? I'm not getting a lot of playing time, coach. I love this. It's one of my favorite questions in the entire world. Not when I'm hearing it from parents. When I get a kid coming up to me and he's upset that he's not playing enough. This is obviously one of our elite teams. I tell you what you do. I'll tell you exactly what to do. You want the answer? Trust our process. Work your butt off at practice. And you know what? If you do that, you do everything we're telling you to do. Trust the process. Stop screwing around. Guess what? You're going to play. This process and what we try to get across here, you need to try to make sense of everything that's going on around you. Remember, clear eyes. Clear eyes. Being able to see things for what they are. How often here on the program will I grab a story from the New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, and we'll pick it apart? We'll pick it apart. It's like practice. It's like going to one of my practices for sports, except this is for having an open mind, being able to see through the bull excrement out there. And we'll pick apart the article and just see how ridiculous it is and see what they're trying to accomplish in this. The purpose behind much of what you read is not to inform you. It's to drive you. It's to instruct you, to tell you what to do, how you should think. You want to have these clear eyes, so guess what? You can go through life acting in a world with your own heart. If that makes any sense. But you act the principles where, guess what? You're helping others. Reciprocity. You're going out of your way to do for others. That process, guess what? You can't lose. You can't lose. Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. And his column's kind of interesting, too, talking about how the battles between various different people and how the state wants us to put us in various different groups, right? Divide and conquer. Put us into different groups, having us butt heads with one another. And he cites this interview with Penn Jillette. And Penn Jillette was asked about, so you think liberals who talk about Trumpism's effect on a declining discourse are being hysterical? And Penn says, I do. But I'm not sure I want to talk about you as being part of one team and me as being part of another. There was this sentence said to me. At the time I heard it, I ridiculed it. And now it seems like the most profound thing ever said. Listen to this. You know Siegfried and Roy? The guy answers, of course. I was having lunch with Siegfried, and he was telling the story about dating a woman. I guess he saw a quizzical look on my face, and he said in his German accent, with his coiffed hair, I am not gay. I am not straight. I am Siegfried. I think that's the only real truth I've ever heard. I don't want to be an atheist, libertarian, gay, straight. I don't even want to be a man anymore. The only team I want us to be talking about is all 7 billion of us human beings. Yeah, he's got a point there, right? Again, it goes against all convention. What Siegfried was saying, was it any different than what Martin Luther King Jr. was saying about judging people on the content of their character, looking at them with the content of their character? Think about that. Let's go back really quickly here to what got Martin Luther, not Martin Luther King Jr., Martin Luther, all riled up back in 1517. It's not necessarily a bad thing to give whatever you want to the church. It's not necessarily a bad thing to buy some structured security from some schlock broker. It's not necessarily a bad thing to go into debt or pay for your kids' education. It's not necessarily a bad thing to vote for the candidate of your choice. The question is, are you doing it for the right reasons? Because if you're not, then it is a bad thing. Again, clear eyes, seeing through the BS, not being dictated to by someone else. Defying conventional wisdom has been what we've been about here on the program for a very long period of time. And we don't have answers. We have a process. The people who trust our process, what we do, well, their lives are different. Let's just put it that way. Got to take a break. You listen to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, your military talk radio show. General James McConnell had some backup during a hearing on Capitol Hill as members of the Senate Armed Services Committee considered his nomination to become the Army's next chief of staff. Sitting behind the visitor's bench, directly behind the general, were his wife, Maria, an Army veteran herself, and four family members, all active duty soldiers. The couple's eldest son, Michael, an Army captain, who flies Apache helicopters, sat beside his mother. Their son-in-law, Staff Sergeant Ryan Nanzer, an Army Ranger, was next, sitting beside his Army captain wife, Jessica. In his opening statement, the general announced that any successes the family has enjoyed in their careers, the general credited to his wife of 31 years, saying she is the foundation and strength of the family. He then quoted one of her favorite sayings, "Don't thank us for our sacrifice, thank us for our commitment." Well, all I can say is, wow, what a family. Thank you for joining me for A Minute with the Colonel.
Hey, Watchdog listeners, are you in the process of planning for your retirement? Hey, make your time work. Make your time count. Prepare for the retirement crisis, because yes, we're in a crisis, with my free white paper. Available for your download on WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. This white paper covers everything you need to know about preparing for the retirement crisis, including Social Security, pension financing, budget, and encore careers. Don't wait. Download right now at WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Well, here we are again, and this is looking like a pretty lopsided matchup, Jim.
That's right, Ron. I mean, in one corner, we've got a 175-pound guy, and in the other, A 6,000-ton heavyweight train?
Jim, this guy has no idea what he's getting himself into.
Ron, the size difference alone is staggering.
Oh, unbelievable, Jim. And this guy is acting like he doesn't have a care in the world.
What is this guy thinking, Ron?
This is one of those rare moments where I actually find myself at a loss for words.
I can hardly bear to watch.
It's no contest. Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks. Railroad tracks are more dangerous than you think. See tracks, think train. For more safety tips and information, visit seatracksthinktrain.org.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Again, always honored to have you tuned into the program. I pulled this back up. Again, I save columns here and there, and I had to look it up, and I forgot what a ranking was. We might be the world's wealthiest country, but we're 14th in the world in financial literacy. Why do you think that is? And does that even make sense to think about? Does it make any sense whatsoever that in our public schools we do not teach kids about compounding interest? We don't teach them about mortgages, managing their money properly, how to avoid credit card debt, what it can do to you. Does that make any sense at all? There's no logic or reason behind it. Well, there is. It's the powers that be. The powers that be want it that way. Why do you think, this is decades ago. I remember when I first got to college, the Shine Student Union at Syracuse University. All of the credit card companies taking applications from these 18-year-old kids coming in the door. And, oh, look at this, and you can have a credit card. And look, shoving all this stuff down these kids' throats. They knew exactly what they were doing. Let's put these stupid sheep on the hamster wheel of debt. Anyway, if you think it's any different on Wall Street at all, I just went off about investment banking and what these firms are doing. But, you know, I just noticed this as well. Guess what? Guess what's all the new rage now when it comes to the discount firms, the E-Trades, Ameritrades, the discount houses out there. You know what the rage is right now? You know what the latest gimmick is? Trading options. That's the thing that they're pushing right now. Getting investors to trade options. Let's turn this into an even bigger casino, shall we? And going back again, there's a lot of time machines here today. Back in the 1990s, we all recall the commercials, right? Stewart from Ameritrade. Kid, I'm going to take the market. I'm going to shake it upside down. And there was, DLJ? Yeah, I think it was DLJ Direct with the tow truck driver with his own island and the kid who was grounded and he couldn't take out his helicopter. Oh, yeah, all you do, open up an account. Open up an account. E-Trade's got the commercials now. They got commercials with dogs. And the commercials, they got dogs. Certain dogs have better lives than you, and they show all these fancy dogs. Open up an E-Trade account now. Right. Sure, that'll do it. Yeah. So, options are all it's the new rage, new thing that they're pushing now on people. And I see a couple columns about it this past week, and they're actually interviewing people that are doing this, and they're losing money. And they're still doing it. Now, yeah, we trade options too. But we have a purpose. There's a method to our madness. We utilize options to hedge portfolios, certain positions in portfolios. That's not what these people are doing. This whole thing, it took me back. Took me back when I saw this story. And I've told this before here and on the program. Back in the late 1990s, there was a really, really big casino in Midtown Manhattan. It was called the E-Trade Center. And I'd walk by that E-Trade Center, and I'd see all the people going in there, and it made me sad. To be honest with you, the same way that I see people rolling into, I hate casinos, I do. See all of these people rolling into casinos, it depresses me. I can't be around because I get depressed. That building depressed me because I knew exactly what was going to happen. The owner of the guy who started E-Trade, that Christos Katsakos, he had a book out at the time and throwing, how you can get control of your money and trade your way to all of these riches. Yeah. How'd that work out? Same thing, same game. They're just using the psyche. They understand the human psyche. The reality is most investors on their own are more like Homer Simpson than they are Spock. They don't use logic and reason. Anyway, this is, again, a big CI told you so moment. A lot of the major quant funds. Again, a review. What is a quant fund? A quant fund is a fund that has some shiny, happy, magical algorithm. That's right. Shiny, happy, magical algorithm. And I'm sure if they were to draw it out for you, it would look something like the formulas you'd see on the chalkboard in Good Will Hunting. And what does that mean? Nothing. Earlier on in the program, I talked about the leaves in my backyard in the fall. Do you think that there's any mathematical formula out there and we got supercomputers now, right? We talk about all of the calculations they could do in a second that could calculate with any accuracy on where all the leaves would fall in my backyard. You understand it's the same thing when it comes to the world around us and the economy? You know, you see that sometimes the chance encounters when people meet. What would have happened if Steve Jobs never met Woz? Did you understand some of these things? They're unpredictable. Yet these people are selling you on something that they're telling you they can predict. Quant funds. Yeah, these quant funds are losing a fortune. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo weighs in about convicted Taliban fighter John Walker Lind, the so-called American Taliban, being released from prison after he served 17 years of his 20-year sentence.
I think it recalls a review of our processes, all the things that went into this day where he's being allowed out early. I think we need to review it all. He still, as I understand it, still is threatening the United States of America and still committed to the very jihad that he engaged in that killed a great American and a great CIA officer.
Pompeo was speaking there on Fox and Friends. Lind will be in Virginia at the direction of his parole officer. On Thursday, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi did not rule out impeaching President Trump, although she noted impeachment is very divisive.
What we can get the facts to the American people through our investigation, it may take us to a place that is unavoidable in terms of impeachment.
This is USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. When vents become clogged or fans stop working, summer heat and humidity become trapped in your attic. This can cause your air conditioner to work harder, damage your roof shingles by overheating, and cause mold and mildew to form in the attic. The best way to clean them is with blasts of compressed air to blow away dust, dirt, and any loose insulation. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Audio. Welcome back. You are listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I had a business meeting. I said I had to go to Buffalo, and meeting with this group Again, we've been right now helping many, many good registered investment advisories around the country. We've, helping them out deal with the future. One of the things that, again, it kind of separates us from everybody. Well, there's many things that separate us from everybody else. First and foremost, if you're new here, we're a CFP firm, but we help everyone out. If you're getting started, we're helping you out. We're not showing you the door. That's not who we are. That's not what the Markowski family is about. Another thing that kind of separates us as well is that oftentimes people will listen to this radio program and they'll sign up for a consultation and they'll be listening to what I have to say, and I'll take a look at who they're working with and what they have going on, and I'll say, you know what? Your guy's doing a great job. Because guess what? There are some really good firms out there. There are. They're few and far between, and there's another problem as well. Many of these advisors, are getting old. It is what it is. Some people don't want to retire. Some people do. Everybody's different. Right now, almost 50% of advisors, I'm not talking schlock brokers, I'm talking good financial advisors, are over 65 years old. So, naturally, we've been getting contacted by various different firms and helping them out with their succession plan, where slowly but surely we would be taking over the duties and handling their clients and working with the firm and helping out their employees and figuring out and keeping their employees on and just having a continuity plan. And, speaking with this group out of Buffalo, nice people, really great people. They're talking about some of the offers, because people have been approaching them, the offers that they have been getting. And it's ugly. What I mean by ugly is there are outfits out there right now that are looking to churn them and burn them, for lack of a better phrase. Yeah, we're going to come in. We'll take a look at your clients. We'll keep the ones we want. Everyone else, you're going to just fire, and we'll pay you on those. No, we're firing everybody. That's it. People, I don't like right now what I see. I am fearful for the future in this industry. We're never going to be that way. We're looking to help out good firms all over the country. There was I'm going to put this into perspective for you. There is, the consulting company, McKinsey & Company. Yeah, I think Lucifer works for McKinsey, quite honestly. I wouldn't be surprised. McKinsey & Company. Oh, yes, we're all about optimization. Yeah. You don't think, though, 10, 15, 20 years down the road, what you're doing to that industry or what you might be doing to the customers to turn them off. In a new strategy paper, McKinsey & Company uses the number of products sold per hour per relationship manager to compare sales productivity between organizations. Yeah. It's an analytical tool. It's an analytical tool that makes me want to throw up in my mouth, because it's judging advisory firms based upon transactions. It's a boiler room operation. If your portfolio is down and all of a sudden the firm that's managing your account, all they care about is the sales per hour, but that's the reality. How do you think the big firms work? How do you think that they measure this? How do you think stuff like what happened at Wells Fargo, how do you think that happens? Because of crap like this. Sales optimization. Where people do some really evil things. Well, we're doing our best right now. And it's what's keeping us pretty busy at Markowski Investments and helping people out and helping advisors, good advisors out around the country with their succession plans, because I don't like what I see. I don't like what I see. I don't. Something wicked this way comes. And I hope, that, and again, I'm hopeful that the good advisors out there, the true fiduciaries out there, aren't going to sell to these sharks. They'll hang on and figure something out. Got to take a break. Listen to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. That's Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Mike Hewitt here. It's more than time we get the investigation of the investigators on the front burner. Not for retribution. Americans have had enough of their representatives weaponizing the law, the FBI, the media, and the Department of Justice in total to serve themselves rather than all citizens. The era of politics over justice has got to end. Democrats, Republicans, Independents, we've got to stand together and demand this. Let's find the wrongdoers without consideration of partisanship, class distinction, wealth, power, political position, and provide them with the due process our Constitution guarantees. If they're charged, tried, and found guilty, sentence them with the same blind justice. Follow the law. It's truly that simple. Anything less should be unacceptable to everyone. Find the Mike Hewitt Show on Facebook and tell us what you think.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street. So I know this story is a little old. I touched on it briefly here on the program, but I don't think I did it service. And I think today's program is a good enough time for sure, based upon what we're talking about and going after, to talk about, the establishment, the watchdog on Wall Street, axis of evil, and what they're capable of doing to people. In particular, let's talk a little bit about Stephen Moore. Stephen Moore, he years ago. He was a guest on my program. I've been on television panels with Stephen Moore. He has been a columnist, a contributor. However, he did the evil thing because he was appointed by Donald Trump to the Federal Reserve Board. And his ideas were different. Different than everybody else. I love different. I do. I mentioned Steve Jobs and Apple Computer. Do you remember that advertisement that they ran, the Think Different ad? And they had Richard Dreyfuss do the voiceover for it. I've forgotten that. You should go watch it on YouTube. Something else. He said, I knew that many of my ideas on monetary policy were controversial and outside the box. That's why the president picked me. My central argument is that economic growth does not cause inflation. Hey, Stephen, I think different too. Yeah, I think Larry Summers and Paul Krugman and Bob Rubin and all of these people that are perpetually wrong, I don't agree with them either. That is an assault on the Keynesian economists at the Fed. Their fear of supply-side growth has more often than not misdirected monetary policy. And you think about it, what happened this past year. Right? Or late last year. We got 3 to 4% growth in this country with stable prices. Wow. They said it couldn't be done. Well, it is. Stephen Moore believes, as long as I do as well, the Fed should stop targeting interest rates. Rather than targeting interest rates, they should focus on a stable dollar. They should be following commodity prices along with other inflation measures. What about whether prices are rising or falling? They don't even, the funny thing is they don't even consider many, many technological advances. And when they do start considering them and put them into their basket, the prices have already dropped so considerably that you're not even getting that deflationary boost. They may be so far off, it's insane. Andy Kessler this past week said our GDP in reality could be much, much higher than it actually is, our gross domestic product, based upon all this technological innovation that they don't even account for. Anyway, more on this when we get back. You're listening to Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. I shall return.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. What we're talking about, I'm talking about Stephen Moore. I know it's a little bit of an older story. We didn't get into it that deeply here on the program, but I thought today is a good time as ever to talk about this because of what we've been covering here on the program, what the establishment wants, people butting heads, people fighting, what happens where if you're supposedly on, you're wearing a different hat, if you're an elephant, you're a donkey, whatever it may be, then you're already evil out there. And we try to destroy that. You think about it. You think about a sport where they're actually going out and physically crushing one another. Whether it be professional football, or even, yeah, you know what? I'll go back to my days when I haven't had time to play on a men's old guy lacrosse. Well, not that old guy, but I was an older guy lacrosse team. And we'd play and travel around the state and play different games. There's a little league that was set up, and the tradition always held that the home team always had to buy a keg after the game. Because no matter how bad we beat everyone up, playing with sticks, guys, it's a fun game. A lot of contact. Love it. There'd be some pushing and shoving at the end of the game. Everyone shakes hands and hangs out with one another. You see the end of hockey? Where they're crushing one another. Fights breaking out. You end one of those playoff series, they line up and they shake hands. And you know what you see? You see the guys that went at it the hardest at one another. The ones that may have gotten into a fight in the series, giving each other a hug in the end. That's the beauty of sports. Man, it's different in the real world, though. You're told to destroy, hate. There's nothing. Destroying all sorts of free speech on college campuses. Can't allow people to speak. Burning books. Tearing down artwork. Knocking down statues. We've lost our mind. Nobody has the capacity, nobody wants the capacity to think different or to just sit and listen in the first place. Stephen Moore, he said it. He says he was naive. He was naive that he believed to be confirmed, all he would simply need to do was to defend his ideas and his free market economic philosophy in general. And he couldn't wait for the debate, because so many of his harshest critics were completely wrong about the Trump economy. A majority in the Senate viewed my economic policy expertise favorably, and my confirmation seemed likely. It helped my case that I'd been one of the most outspoken critics of the Fed in December when it raised interest rates. After a 4,000-point collapse in the Dow Jones, Jerome Powell early this year backed away from future rate increases and disavowed his December statement that the Fed's asset sales were on autopilot. The market and the economy sprang back to life. Steve writes, what did me in was not my economic ideas, but gutter campaign tactics and personal assaults. I've been called an adulterer, a misogynist, a tax cheat, a deadbeat dad, anti-gay, and mentally unfit. A Washington Post editorial warned that I was a dangerous pick for the Fed. and a columnist said I could cause a global financial calamity. They must imagine I have superheroic powers of persuasion. If appointed, I would have been one of seven Fed governors. Investigative reporters searched far and wide, digging through my 2,000 articles, 500 speeches, and several thousand TV and radio appearances, some dating back more than 25 years, for dirt they could use. They found it. I've said and written things that were politically incorrect, sometimes foolish and hurtful. It was true about a 2002 article I wrote about women in sports. I meant it to be humorous, but it was insulting, and I've apologized for it. One irony is that one of my most vicious attackers has been CNN. In 2017, the network signed me a two-year contract as a senior economic analyst. I appeared on air more than 100 times. CNN renewed my contract. As soon as Mr. Trump said he would nominate me to the Fed, the network began trashing me day after day for things I'd written decades before it hired me. The low point was when the media successfully persuaded the Fairfax County, Virginia courts to unseal my divorce records from 9 years ago over not only my objections, but my ex-wife's. The New York Post, The Times, and other unfolded our dirty laundry on their pages, never bothering to report that she and I are amicable terms right now and jointly attend our kids' events. What details of my divorce a decade ago have to do with my suitability to help set monetary policy? This is our country today, people. This is what they've done to us. Look at what they've done. The people you listen to on TV, on cable, on social media. Look at what they've done. How is this okay? How many people out there? How many people out there have not a single skeleton in their closet? They haven't done anything wrong in their entire life. Something that they may regret. Something that they might have said. You know how many good people out there? You know how many great people out there? Wonderful people out there that I know personally that would love to serve, that would love to get into politics, that are accomplished, that refuse to do it because of stuff like this? WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff on our website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says Democrats need to get back to legislating and stop investigating President Trump. McCarthy also reacts to Speaker Pelosi claiming that the president is covering something up.
The idea as a Speaker of the United States Congress would walk out and claim something that was not true right before she walks to meet with the president, to me that's irresponsible.
A tornado hits Jefferson City, Missouri late Wednesday night. Lieutenant David Williams with the Jefferson Police says they're assessing the damage today.
We are still navigating streets. We're closing some streets that weren't originally closed. We're opening some streets because the Public Works is able to go in and move some of that debris. So we're trying as best as we can to allow things to go back to as normal as we can 12 hours after this happened.
At least three people have died and dozens were hurt across Missouri. This is USA Radio News.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles. $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the drama over a meeting with President Trump and congressional Democrats is hardly surprising at this point.
I pray for the President of the United States. I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country.
Pelosi speaking there at her weekly press conference. Philip Morris is getting out of the cigarette business. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The company's name has been synonymous with cigarettes since its beginning. But now COO Jacek Olczak says, quote, "We can unsmoke customers. We can unsmoke Philip Morris." He says the company will be coming out with what it calls a healthier alternative with its new IQOS product. Like vaping products, this will heat but not burn tobacco. And he says that Philip Morris is moving away from combustible tobacco altogether, and that one day they'll even be out of the nicotine business altogether.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The college admission scandal is clear evidence that parents are placing too much emphasis on early success of their kids. Many parents are pushing their kids, and the kids, in fact, that aren't able to have real-life experiences on their own. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Rich Carlgaard. He's publisher of Forbes magazine and author of a new book titled Late Bloomers, The Power of Patience in a World Obsessed with Early Achievements. And one of the things I asked him was the difference between laziness and someone who's a late bloomer.
Well, a late bloomer is somebody who really comes into their own. They have an unconventional path of discovery, and along what they're trying to discover or what they accidentally discover is that intersection of their gifts, their passions, and their purpose. They may look like they're lazy because they're probably underachieving according to their potential up until the moment they do, and often it's later and often it's in unexpected ways. And that's what happened to me. Was I lazy at 25 when I could hold a job no more responsible than dishwasher, temporary typist, and security guard? Maybe I was, but I don't really think so looking back. In fact, beating myself up that I was lazy was probably the wrong thing to do. I simply wasn't ready to bloom. And when I bloomed rather rapidly.
Carlgaard also believes that economic fear is driving people as well at an early age. Please remember to check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader.
Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I want to talk a little bit about as watching a little